Time for another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at talking to our friends at Hudson. I mean, we were talking earlier about FFA, and Sean, you guys are good supporters. You mentioned the opportunity for young people to come here and train with you, but do you guys have some FFA members, young people who work with you through the year out at Hudson?
I don't know if any of our guys here, but like I said, we was having our meeting this morning, and I was asking some guys. So we do have some former FFA guys in our workforce here at the Princeton store, including myself. Joe was also another one of our parts guys I know. And then a couple of our techs spoke up this morning and said they were officers. I don't know if any of our young guys and gals that are here are in the FFA or 4-H. I'm not real sure.
So we were talking creed earlier. What part of the creed do you remember?
You're going to put me on the spot now. Let's see.
I believe in the future.
Yeah, I believe in the future of agriculture, a faith born not of words but of deeds, achievements won by present and past agriculturalists.
You got the new version. It was different back when I was in FFA. You're good, though.
I talked to Jody Peepool on that. Yeah. That's who taught me. So I did pretty good. I got the whole first verse there, or whatever you want to call it. But that's all I got.
You did good. I like that. I think that's fantastic. Your experience in FFA, tell us a little bit about that.
Like I said, I showed calves. We also done the fruit sale at Tree County. We had the greenhouse, which was a big part of that. We used to do salt houses and picnic tables. We built salt houses and picnic tables in the FFA group down there. I was in the FFA, Julie P. Poole, was the president. So we was, you know, well represented in that. So it was a big, big part. We actually raised tobacco the first couple of years. Yeah. That I was in FFA. Of course, they took that away. Mm-hmm. But, it was a huge part in my decision to stay in agriculture and, you know, that's all I've ever done as a career in one way or another has been in agriculture, and that's all really because of my FFA background.
I know you guys at Hudson, you do a lot of things to support agriculture and support your community, too, here.
Yeah, we try to... we get people that come in almost every day wanting us to donate to stuff. We try to be a big part of the community. We try to any kind of dinners, the cattleman's dinner, and all that kind of stuff. We try to be a part of that. If somebody has something that is agriculture based that we're not a part of, at least stop by and drop us off and just see if we can't become a part of it with them. The community is the key thing to our business. We was just talking about it today in our meeting that this is really our family here. We actually spend more time with the people at this store than we do with our own family. So that's what we try to build here is a family base. When you walk in, we won't treat you like family. So that's how we try. You see somebody comes in, we go to jumping and hollering at them right off the bat. So that's just how we are. We want to be a family-centered type guy, or place. From when kids come in, I want to give them a piece of candy.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, because it goes down to the two-year-old that's walking in here. I want him to remember the John Deere store because I do as a kid, you know. So we give them that piece of candy, and that piece of candy we hope maybe one day will come into an operator or a parts manager or a service manager. Yeah. Right, because that's what happened to me, you know, walking into the store and they would show me the toys and all that stuff, and that's why I'm still here 25 years later.
A toy goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, a toy goes a long way. That's something else that we didn't talk about earlier. We've got toys. We've got apparel. We have books that you can go through. If we don't have the toy here, if you're looking for something for a birthday or a Christmas present, we can get it in for you. We have shirts, jackets, clothes. If we got something that you're looking for that we don't have, we can also order that as well. Hats, gloves, toboggans. We got a little bit of everything that we can get. So if you want something John Deere, swing by. We can get it.
I like it. So, and that great customer service, that's really what you pride yourself on here at this counter. Like you said, talk to folks. And then the parts department, a lot of parts available for folks who need it, whether it be planter parts or lawnmowers or whatever.
Yeah, we keep roughly about a million and a half worth of inventory here. You think that's a lot, but we could still have more. It's just such a variety of stuff out now. We have people that are running 20-year-old pieces of equipment, and we have people that's running 20-day-old equipment. So it's really hard to know what you're supposed to stock. So I try to work with my guys that my local farmers here to try to get them what they need. From a header part to a combine part. So we always try to sit down with them a little bit, spend some time with them, find out what the troubles are.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we try to make sure we have them trouble parts where they have no downtime and they're ready to rock and roll when they're ready.
Well, makes a difference. And you probably find a bag of popcorn here too.
Oh yeah, we've got great popcorn, we've got chips, drinks, everything. So come in and see us. Miss Jennifer always keeps that thing stocked and keeps the popcorn fresh. Right. We've got 10 different flavors of salt, so we have anything from kettle corn to jalapeno cheddar, so we can make whatever kind of popcorn you want. So come on out and get a free bag of popcorn from us and come say hi.
Popcorn goes along with that, for sure. We're at Hudson in Princeton and talking about National FFA Week and really what they do to be a part, great part of this community here and around the region here as well. We're on WPKY 103.3 FM and 1580 AM.